advantage as the puck is being battled for. And there's your whistle as there is another Blades player going to the box. And stating his case, come on, man. No, I didn't. It will be a hook penalty against Steele County. Number 8, that is John Bale. And that time of that penalty will be 4:06. Or it's number 9, excuse me. Rouser, excuse me. Those are white numbers with thin orange outlines on white background. Those can be hard to read when they're skating as quick as they are. As Rapids now 5-on-3 for 38 seconds. That faceoff is controlled by Steele County. So Rapids, depending on how fast they get the puck up into the zone, we'll see how much they can use that 5-on-3 to their advantage. As Denti takes the puck, he goes screaming across the blue line, stops, spins. He comes around, leaves up ahead to Beauchamp. Beauchamp down low. Little centering attempt there. Steele County's up to the task. They send it down the length of the ice. Depending on what happens now, Rapids might be back on the 5-on-4 power play here. 3 seconds, which they will be, as they will also be whistled for an offsides. So we get a stoppage with 1 second left on the 5-on-3, and we'll have 1:22 left on the power play.
One too many moves there by Cooper at the blue line.
Yeah, tried to get a little too complicated there, I'd say, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Too much.
Yeah, touch too much sometimes, as AC/DC famously saying. I just don't think it was about hockey, though, as we have 15:17 left before the end of the second period. Anderson, he brings it up into the zone. He dropped past Stobsfelder. He wasn't there yet as puck is being battled for and now sent the length of the ice. Steele County clears it. 1:10 left to go in the skater advantage as there is a chase put on there. But Steele County gets back there, wants to tie up the puck down deep. And they are so far succeeding in that adventure. Puck is tied up as Rapids now comes away with it. Anderson coming up the near side. Hopstefelder trailing. Pass up ahead to Allstrand. Tudich and Schweitzer up breaking the zone as well. Anderson stops, spin. Spinning shot just wide of the mark. Probably looking for a tip-in at the doorstep. Was not able to get that to work as the puck is now getting passed around the boards. 33 seconds left to go on the skater advantage. Steele County trying to tie it up as Rapids does get it. Obstfelder sends across the way. Allstrand back to Obstfelder, top high slot. Circle from Allstrand's cross-ice pass. Anderson back cross to Allstrand. Obstfelder, Allstrand shot wide of the mark. Hit the post and bounced away. 10 seconds left to go on the power play. Anderson from the circle, cross-ice pass to Allstrand. Allstrand, he gets a pass up to Obstfelder. That's the end of the skater advantage. The Rapids not able to get any more as they shoot, and that gets redirected up into the netting. We get a stoppage play at 13:48 to go. Rapids still holding that 3-0 lead after they were unable to come up with another goal with a 5-on-3 for 38 seconds. Then another about a minute 20 with just a one skater advantage. So Steele County, they're up to the task too.
Exactly, gonna give them credit too.
We got a face-off coming up, blocker side of Hunt. Ilian comes away with it. He's trying a Michigan goal. He cannot get it. We knew exactly what he wanted to do as the puck is now covered by Hunt. And we got another stop. It's 13:41 to go. That was pretty cool.
That was a close call.
That was, for your casual hockey fan, what's a Michigan goal? For your legit hockey fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Behind the goal, gets it to stick on the blade of the stick and wraps it up for high on the corner as just not able to get that to go as Rapids wins that faceoff. Big rebound left by Hunt, but Rapids unable to bury it home. As Bolduc near side, but puck gets wrestled away by Tomchek. Backhand opportunity there, and that's saved by Shaw. We get another stoppage, 13:22 to go as there's a little pushing and shoving going on. Officials getting in the middle of it. There's more pushing going on from Tomchek than there was the River King skaters, but that's the thing with this game. Very emotional game and a little bit of frustration, I think, starting to come through.
Yeah, of course. Thinking about the game of last night, too, for sure you come in this game a little bit frustrated from Steele County's side.
And, you know, that's the thing. Steele County's had opportunities both nights And they've maybe stood maybe a better chance tonight to this point. But it's a credit to Rapids for being up to the task as there's contact down low, no whistle. Let them play on. Atkins chips it up. Last touched by the Blades, and now it's covered by Hunt. And we get another stoppage. 13:07 left to go in the second period. Rapids still holding that 3-0 lead. And they have an 18-7 shot advantage. So Wisconsin Rapids holding that pretty well as to this point as well, but it's not quite the number of shots as last night either.
Yeah, no, we're far from that.
That's a credit to Steele County, though, because their defense is not allowing Rapids to get those shots off and offer those opportunities as puck is controlled by Steele County. Near side, trying to get past the defender, Atkins. Atkins is able to wrestle the puck up. Lutfulin hits up Ilian. The Russian connection there is Ilian. Slot, backhand shot right into the belly of Hunt. And another stoppage. 12:48 to go in that second period. That's one for you. You got the Euro line. You got the Russian connection right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'll take that one. I'll take it.
We have a couple of French Canadians too on the team.
Yep. Canadian connection.
Yeah.
The Russian Rousers. How about that?
That sounds good.
We'll go with that. Yes. Puck is won by Steele County to the blocker side of Hunt. And that faceoff, McNeish has it, stops, spins. Spins back again. He's ridden off the puck. Puck is loose behind the goal. Cooper giving chase. His puck is now tied up. Vail guesses it. McNeish, he had an opportunity. He tried to drag it past the defender. He was barely unable to do that. As Garcia gets to the puck, tries to send it out of the zone. Cannot. But Luke Flynn up ahead to Bryslin. Rapids has numbers here, 4-on-2 as they bring it into the zone. Bryslin drop pass Cooper, and that's a shot by, I believe that was Garcia, and that was a big save there by Hunt, way up by his shoulder. That darn near took the mask on that one, but made the stop nonetheless. 12:09 left to go in the second period.
James Hunt's playing a great game tonight. Score doesn't show what how his game has been.
Right, and the same could be said for Paulnock last night. He made some really, really big saves. But, 9-1, you look at it, oh, yeah, how big were they? No, it could have been 19-1 if he didn't make some of those saves. That's a big tip of the cap to Paulnock from last night as Rapids wins that faceoff. Schweitzer, near side, looking to center it. Stop, spins, up, centering opportunity was made. Raffer with the puck has to send it back down to Tudic. Tudic centering opportunity. Hunt had Hunt going both ways on that as they weren't able to get a shot. Held in by Beauchamp. Laser redirected at the slot wide of the mark. As Beauchamp another one. And that's stopped by the defense as well. 11:30 to go in the second period. Raffert stops the puck. Sends it back down deep all the way to the other side where Rapids trying to get the puck loose. They do. Tudic centers it. No one home for it. Denti skating around, tries to send it around the boards, gets picked up by the defense. Now there's a little bit of a battle for it. Puck then comes loose. Steele County sends it up ahead. Neutral ice picked up by Raffert. As Raffert leaves it up for Denti, Denti lifts it up to Tudic. Rapids crashing into the zone. Under 11 minutes to go in the second period. As Tudic has to pick up a stick as the Blades pick up the puck. Send it up into, tried to get up neutral ice, hit one of the stanchions in the glass, bounced right back out. Weird bounce on that as Denti comes up. No offsides. Denti chips up ahead. Beauchamp, he can't stuff it home. Rebound comes out, way out to neutral ice. Raffert picks it up. Bounce pass up to Beauchamp, and he's able to chip it into neutral ice where Anderson comes onto the ice, and he sends it back down deep. Allstrand goes around the goal, tries to center it, picked up by Anderson. He can't get a stick on that as he stops, spins, over to Raffert, high slot, thought about a shot, move left, move right, move back to right, and that's turned away by the defense off of a shin pad. Tough play there as we are officially at the halfway point of the game, 10 minutes to go in the second period. Beauchamp tries to center it, nobody home, Anderson giving chase. 3-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids. As we're under 10 minutes to go in the second period. Scrum on the near boards, a little screened out here. As the puck is still held down, Anderson shorts, real short opportunity on that, on the slot. Went just wide. So Rapids still fighting there. The shot by Opsfelder, eight right up by Hunt, another stop.
Great save there. Yep. Nag's goal could be a big one.
Yeah, that was a big save right there. That was point blank, and he was able to get all of it. 9:37 left to go, second period. 3-0 Rapids up over the Blades, 21-7 shot advantage. Looks like a little bit of a football score there.
Yeah, a little bit.
As Rapids is just really pounding the zone here, this middle portion of the second period, as there will be a face-off to the blocker side of Hunt. Diamond in there. His face-off is controlled by Steele County. Ilian picks up the puck on a drop pass as the puck comes up center ice. Bulldog gets there first. Ilian tries to scoop it up. As he does, he sends it down deep. As Atkins gives chase, Hunt stops it. He sends it back forwards as the Blades are trying to establish possession. Rapids picks it up at the blue line, sends it back centering as Atkins gets caught up in the snow there. Puck just misses Chevy Alexander's stick as Rapids has to clear the zone. Collision right below us. Chevy Alexander picks it up near side, crosses into the blue line as there's a shot. Ilian, nice move. Wide of the mark by Diamond. He had him committed and just could not get past him as there's a point-blank shot there by Chevy Alexander that gets gobbled up there by Hunt. Another stoppage. 8:49 left to go in the second period. That was one you wish you had.
Yeah, of course. I think Noah should have shot right when he had the puck. There was a right open net.
Yeah, that's one. You know, I know he's sitting there thinking, just like Opsfelder did earlier, oh, what did I do? Puts his hand on his head. Says, oh, boy, what did I miss? As there's another face-off either way for Wisconsin Rapids. Blocker side of Hunt. And the puck is set back around the goal. Rapids giving chase. There's a collision there at about the circle. Centering attempt by Bryceland. He goes out of the zone. Garcia has it, though. Picked up by Cooper at mid-ice. He's got to skate backwards to help Rapids reset. Puck gets sent down deep into the offensive zone for the River Kings. And then picked up by Steele County and sent the other way. And the Rapids goal is Steele County. They got the puck in their offensive zone. Puck sent around the goal. Garcia gets there first. Puck sent all the way back over where Bryceland, he gets there. And he gets spun around. Puck is bouncing up against the boards. Bryceland fighting in there, as well as Lutfulin. Puck sent wide of the mark. Shaw didn't have to make contact to that. As Cooper sends up to Bryceland. Bryceland gets it up to center ice. Picked up by Lutfulin. Flanked by Cooper and trailed by McNeish. Puck got turned away in the slot. Both teams fighting for it right now. Cooper had it. Out to Bryceland. He went way top shelf. Just barely missed. Missed by about 6 inches over the crossbar as Garcia holds his own. Steele County, they pick it up. There's contact there, mid-ice, no penalty being called. Letting him play on. Cooper comes up, he breaks it in the zone. Trailed by McNeish, toe drag in the slot, shot, and that's covered up as it slides into the crease by Hunt as there's some pushing and shoving right on the doorstep as there's some pleasantries being exchanged as the officials get in there right away. Won't be surprised to see someone go into the box on this. It could be matching. Very well could be. We'll see what they sort out unless they just say, hey, guys, cool it. We'll play on. As we are seeing what's going on here. As I don't think anyone's going to the box. They just said, hey, guys, cool it. We're going to play on as 7:18 remains in the second period. Rapids leading 3-0 over Steele County. There hasn't been any changes yet. So I don't think we have any penalties being called on that. I totally understand Steele County being very protective of Hunt, as they should be, and Rapids, of course, wanting to get a little contact close. I understand that side of it, too. Face-off, glove side of Hunt. That's picked up by the Blades as they break it out center ice. Rapids. Then the Blades kind of passing back and forth between themselves. Rapids picks up the puck. Bulldog behind the goal. Up to, I believe that was Nelson. Nelson and up to Denty. Denty into the zone. Puck pops up high into the air where the Blades get to it first. Denti gets knocked free of his stick as the puck comes up center ice. One-on-one situation. Larry Invictus was in there as he could not get behind Bolduc. Bolduc comes up with the puck behind the goal, looking to pass it up ahead, which he does. That's to Tudich, to Schweitzer. Schweitzer's having a hard time picking up with it. Now he does, and that's to Denti. Drop pass to Bolduc, high slot. Think about a shot, and he does, but that could stop by the defense. 6:19 to go in the second period. Rapids leading 3-0. Puck sent near side. Bolduc stops, heads it back against the boards. Drop pass, Schweitzer. Schweitzer, he has his pass turned away by a diving defender. Great job by the Blades player on that as Rapids trying to keep possession in the zone. They are unable to, but they gather it again at center ice as they both now trying to, both teams now really trying to establish the zone as Schweitzer gets knocked down. He heard an audible ow, and he's getting up slow, and he stopped the game for him to get off the ice as there will be a faceoff coming. 5:45 left to go in the second period. I don't know if you just got wind knocked out of him or what, but you heard the ow. So we'll see. Hopefully he'll be all right.
Hopefully.
As we will be having a faceoff coming at, I believe it's going to be to the glove side of Shaw. And that will be the Obstfelder on the faceoff for the River Kings. Obstfelder gets in there, and that's controlled by Rapids. Raffert sends it up ahead, Beauchamp. Beauchamp up across the way to Allstrand. He brings it in the zone. He's going around the circle. He tries to center. He cannot. Obstfelder gets there, sends it back out to the point, held in by Raffert. Obstfelder giving chase as puck is sent the length of the ice, and that will be an icing called. Puck comes all the way back down into the Rapids offensive zone. 5:23 left to go. Second period. Rapids 24-7 shot advantage. 3-0 score for the home team as we inch closer to that second intermission as Rapids is looking to secure this regular season sweep over the Blades and earn their eighth win in a row. Face off to the blocker side of Hunt. It's being battled for, and Steele County comes away with it up to center ice. No icing. Now it is being called icing. They did not make the call as quick as they normally do, as there will be another faceoff coming back into the Rapids offensive zone. As I know, under the normal conditions of icing, as a goaltender, you get a little frustrated when they don't make the call right away, or?
Yeah, a little bit, because when you see the arm goes up, you're like, oh, okay, that's a high signal, you don't go to play it. But if they don't do anything, then you can't just play the puck. And
yeah, you can say, hey, where's the icing? And they say, what do you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So that was a little bit of a delayed call, but either way they called it as we got another stoppage. 5:05 left to go. Second period, Rapids up 3-0, as this will be another faceoff. I believe it will be the blocker side of Hunt, and that's the way it goes. The right side, blocker side of Hunt. Obstfelder in there, controlled by Rapids. Raffert crossed the way, tried to Beauchamp on a pass, couldn't quite hit home. Allstrand out to Raffert, high slot, back down to Allstrand. Puck low, turned away by Hunt. Allstrand with the puck, sends it centering pass here to Obstfelder. He can't quite hold on to it. Picked up by the Blades. Blades coming up into the zone. Shot turned away by the defense. Doesn't get to Shaw as Anderson trying to get the puck up to one of his teammates. He gets it out of the zone at least and sent back around the boards. Shaw stops it. Raffert comes up near side. Pass up ahead. Beauchamp. Beauchamp up to Obstfelder. Almost near collision at center ice as pulled up by Anderson. Puck sent around. Stopped by Shaw. Obstfelder, big collision on the far boards. No icing is the call. Big collision there. I think Obstfelder got the worst of that hit. 4:08 left to go as puck is chipped down into the Rapids defensive zone. Beauchamp battling it for it. Puck is loose behind the goal. Garcia has it. He gets pushed off the puck. Back to Beauchamp. Puck bounces off the boards, and that will be an icing against Wisconsin Rapids. 3:48 to go in the second period. Still 3-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. reset here as we go back down to the Rapid Zone. I mean, with Shaw not having a lot of activity to this point, only had to make two saves so far. You had that opportunity last night. How hard is it to stay focused?
It's quite hard. You just got to stay hot and move in the net when the referee blows the whistle. You got to go around the corner and just like stay focused and look at the play every time.
Rapids wins that faceoff. Ilian crashes down to the zone. He thought about jamming it home. Picked up by the Blades, and they try to clear it out, but it goes high into the netting. Stoppage, 3:31 remaining in the second period. That was one thing I did want to ask you tonight was how do you stay focused when it's the game's all at the other end?
Yeah, just like we mentioned, he's just got to stay focused by moving in his crease and looking to play where like the Rapids, the River Kings, what are they doing, and just like stay focused in the game by watching the plays.
Well, that's picked up by Steele County on that faceoff, sent down into the Rapids' end of the ice. Picked up by Lutfelin and sent back up to neutral ice. 3:12 to go as the puck is picked up. Diamond far side, no one around him. This is a good opportunity for Rapids, and they can't shove it home as Diamond, he hit Atkins right on the doorstep, but Hunt was there. He was ready for it as he stonewalls that jam home opportunity. The puck still loose. Big collision on the far corner. Atkins flanked by Ilian. Atkins, nice hip check up against the glass. Atkins got knocked out of that play. Puck is loose near side as Diamond looks to hold the zone. Down low is Lutfelin. Atkins gets back up into the play. Lutfelin sends it down deep. Ilian cross over to Garcia. Garcia can't get it to land on a stick. It's Ilian. Playing physical down low. Puck is loose where Garcia gets there first, but then Steele County gets possession as they look to get it out of the zone to neutral ice. Atkins, big physical hit on the far side. Physicality is really picking up here in the final moments of the second period. Lutfelin pulls up into the near side. He tries to crash the net. He does not. Spinning shot from behind the cage. Gets stopped there by Hunt. Puck is loose. 2 minutes to go in the second period as Steele County, Waters, picks up the puck, goes behind the goal. They try to set up their offensive attack. Bryceland has a puck near side out to Chevy Alexander as he gets the puck deflected by Rouser, and puck goes back down deep. And we've got a whistle, stoppage of play, as we'll see what all this goes for. As Chevy Alexander exits the ice to the bench, but this is going up against Rouser of Steele County. So power play opportunity for Wisconsin Rapids. 1:41 left to go in the second period. Rapids up 3-0, so they will, barring a score here, they got a chance to start the third period on the power play.
Yeah, exactly. You got to take those opportunities and try to score on that one because you don't want Steele County to get back in this game.
Checking from behind. Time of the goal. Rapids power play as Obstfelder passed Allstrand, far side, cross ice pass, Anderson back, shot just near side of the mark. Rebound there as Anderson sends it back deep to Obstfelder, cross ice pass to Allstrand. A lot of passing, fast passing going on. Obstfelder and Anderson with the European line, the Euro line, as Obstfelder looks down low. Allstrand, center attempt to Anderson, just a little wide of the mark, so reset for Rapids. Anderson skates to the slot, down low, stuff home attempt there by Schweitzer, unable to come through as Hunt gets a leg over. Anderson at the slot, over to the near side, Obstfelder, centering attempt by Tudit, shot, and that's darn near brought in by the defense, and then it goes on, Schweitzer, there is your fourth goal for the River Kings with 51.2 seconds remaining in the period.
Great goal there by Schweitzer on a rebound. Great puck movement on the power play, too, from the River Kings.
I mean, that was tic-tac-toe times infinity on that with how fast those passes were going.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Russian, not the Russian, but the Euro line.
Yeah.
They got a great connection on the ice.
They do. They do. That's, like you said, they talk to each other in their native language. And, I mean, that's right there, that's cool. They've got a great connection. And from what Coach was saying, I think it's Anderson and Allstrand, they've got a bit of a connection over the years playing.
Yeah, exactly, back in Sweden.
Yes, 14th of the year for goals. Caden Schweitzer, he gets his 14th goal of the season. Allstrand with the assist. And Obstfelder. Those are the assists. Schweitzer from Allstrand and Obstfelder. Power play goal at 19:09. And we've got a 4-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids with just 22.1 seconds remaining in the second period. As we got a stoppage of plays, there will be a faceoff coming up to the glove side of Hunt. That is controlled by Steele County as they just kind of go behind the goal and send it around the boards. They pick it up. Laren Vikas picks it up near side, trying to get around the defense. He cannot, and that is covered by Shaw with 10 seconds to go.
Great stick there. Great stick play there by Raffert.
That was coming in quick, and a great job by the defenseman of forcing Laren Vikas wide.
Yeah, exactly. We could have seen a 2-on-1 right there.
As there will be a face-off. Glove side of Shaw. Getting a different players out there. As Tudich gets sent away. Atkins coming in. Quack against Atkins there. As picked up by Steele County. Big blocker save there by Shaw with 3 seconds, 2 and 1. And that will be your period coming to an end. Wisconsin Rapids didn't get the number of goals they would have liked, but they nonetheless do get one on the power play. 19:09 into the period. Schweitzer from Allstrand and Obstfelder. So there's two in the books as Shaw just needed to make 3 saves. 3 for 3 in that period. Rapids defense doing a great job shutting down anything Steele County wanted to do offensively. Whereas now for the game, well, 27 saves for James Hunt on the game. He had 12 in the first period, so he did a good number of did a lot of work in that second period, which is something I'm sure Coach wanted you guys to do in that period, was just kind of wear him down.
Yeah, of course, trying to have way more shots than we had in the first period. Just like last night, we had 31 shots in the first period, trying to wear the goalie down. So that's what the game plan was, and also play more as a team. I think we played more individual in the first period.
Well, we're going to take a step out here. Going to get a new sheet of ice. So we'll be back here in a few moments here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, where Wisconsin Rapids leads Steele County 4-0.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Trail Tunes is moving. Now your favorite cowboy, western, and south of the border songs will be 1 hour earlier every Thursday at 6 p.m. That's right. All the same western goodness 1 hour earlier. Miss the show? No problem. Check out the rebroadcast at 5 p.m. on Sundays, right before weekends in the country. It's two times the rootin', tootin', ropin' fun, 6 p.m. on Thursdays and 5 p.m. on Sundays, only on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, to low near 1 below, wind chills to 15 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens. Mostly sunny Monday, a high in the low 20s. Partly sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, highs stay in the mid to upper teens. Currently, we're at 8.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Ooh. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another tub. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. And heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just did the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? About as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a dance. So hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies,
drive past the pool and the 18th green, and in the parking lot Lord, I said, it's mighty hard. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk roadside pub, I'm a member of the country club. Lord, you look so inviting. Thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your friends I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. At any honky tonk roadside pub. Well, I'm a member of the country.
Gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to mama tried. Wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low, cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on the creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light.
farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish grandpas never died.
Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you. Each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home. Stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away, and even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Tonight, I'm coming back home.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hey, y'all, this is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset Riverside, four-wheel drives in a tail light.
1 minute remaining.
Circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party.
Wisconsin Rapids is enjoying a 4-0 lead here at the Southwood County Recreation Center in beautiful Wisconsin Rapids. We got a very, very nice crowd on hand tonight, as we just want to give another big shout out. Art and Carl on the cameras, Matt working here, and Guillaume Turcotte. I got it right?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, but speaking of something that I think is right, I got some breaking news for you, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. USPHL came up with the North Players of the Month.
Yep.
I think you know a couple of them.
Yeah.
Owen Tudich.
Good job, Owen.
Bulldog.
Yeah.
And Beauchamp.
Good job, fellas.
Three of them.
Wow.
And then one you saw last night, Isaiah Polnak. He was the goalie of the month. An honor. I believe you had, didn't you?
Yeah, I had it in November, I think.
That's what I was going to say. So, I mean, like I said, I stress so much how Polnak played last night. Mm-hmm. Man, that award right there, like you had it, that really speaks a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot. I think he played really well last night. You know, he had a lot of shots, and the score doesn't say how he played.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. As we are just about underway here, Rapids leading 4-0, 31-8 shot advantage in the game. And I had to bring up that breaking news because I don't think anyone knew of that before the game started.
No, we didn't know.
So you can break the good news there to your teammates. Hopefully here in about 19 minutes as Wisconsin Rapids, they are defending the goal to my left as they are going from my left to the right. And Steele County will be going from my right to the left. A big collision up in the far side, and there's going to be a penalty called as big collision on that far side that put Hogan McNeish on the ice. And there will be a penalty coming up, and that will be served, I believe, number 15. That will be Jaden Hervey. So Rapids, another skater advantage, just 27 seconds into this third period.
Yeah, we got to take that opportunity here to put another one on the board.
So we talk about starting hot. Boy, this would be an opportunity to really put it away. Roughing penalty to Hervey as Rapids trying to hold the zone. They cannot. Obstfelder tried. Was unable to come up with it. He put his best foot forward, literally tried to kick it back in, was not able to. As Rapids has to regroup down their end of the ice. Anderson with it. Pass to Obstfelder as he tries to bring it up the ice. The ice is a little bit wet yet from the resurfacing. It's taking a little bit of time for it to dry, but we'll still play on as Anderson stops, spins, pass centering over to Obstfelder. Obstfelder shot. Ahlstrand, big glove save there by Hunt. He's been playing good as well all game.
Yeah, as you mentioned, he's playing really well. Great save there by James Hunt.
Now that's one thing Steele County can take out of this. They've got two pretty solid goalies on their roster with Harvey or with Hunt and, of course, Polnak. 18:46 left to go in the third period. 1:12 left to go in the skater advantage is Steele County. Cleared zone. Shaw has to stop it. As Ness is giving chase. A little slam on the brakes at the edge of the crease. Raffert corrals the puck, and he sends it up to Denty. Denty will break it into the zone. Stops and spins as Rapids tries to set up their offense. Beauchamp from the circle. Shot. No one home on the doorstep as Raffert will hold the zone. Or attempt to, as Rapids does. Denty does. And he skates around as Rapids tries to set up where they want to be position-wise. As Atkins shot, one-timer goal! That shot from the slot, and I think it just bounced off of one of the leg pads and in, and Rapids goes up 5-0 on a power play goal.
Great shot there by Owen Atkins right in the slot. Great pass by Denty on the power play. Textbook power play right there.
Oh, that absolutely. That was about as well as you could draw it up. As sent from the right or from the left side to Atkins right in the slot. And he one-timed it home. as we have Rapids now up 5-0 over the Blades. That was like you said, textbook. As Wisconsin Rapids wins that faceoff, they send it down the length of the ice. Owen Atkins gets the goal, as I said, as now Steele County's had an opportunity. And that gets turned away by Shaw. As Denty and Raffert both get assists on that power play goal. 1:50, time of the goals. Rapids, they are peppering the goal now. 33-9 shot advantage as Ilian, big shot, big blocker save there by Hunt. Shot from the point, and that's seen all the way by Hunt, and that's covered up and gloved. So you get another stoppage of play, 17:25 to go in the contest. 5-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids. Again, thanks for joining us on Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media and 105.5 WIRI. Really appreciate everybody out there. And Seth Habiger back in the studio. Be looking forward to, I know, at least the radio side of things. We'll be getting some boys basketball going on Tuesday night. Wausau East, Wisconsin Rapids. I'll be on the call for that. This game will start right about 7:15 on Tuesday. So then, of course, we'll be back here next week for the big showdown, Wisconsin Rapids against the Minnesota Squatch. But we'll talk about that as the period goes on. As Steele County, they get the puck down in the zone, and they're trying to get something going here, as there's a big glove save there by Shaw as one of the Blades players inadvertently falls on him. Not, no harm, no foul. Cooler heads prevail. 17:04 left to go in the contest as we inch closer and closer to that weekend series sweep and regular season sweep over the Blades.
That's one thing the River Kings want to look forward to, just obviously.
Stacking wins when they can, and they had a big opportunity this weekend as they have a chance to win 8 in a row coming into that big games, two-game series with the Squatch. Far corner, or near corner, Garcia tied up a little bit. Vail gets away with it for Steele County. Lutflin could not keep the zone. No icing as Bryceland gets there first. Deflected off of Lutflin, so that's why there's no icing. As a little bit of a loss of skate there in the corner. Looking there, is, I believe it's Garcia battling for it. Lutflin in there as well. Bryceland, he comes away with it. Bounce up off the boards. His pucks is at neutral ice. Ness has it, sends it back down deep. That's gloved by Lutflin. He bumps it up to McNeish. McNeish, self-pass. So he gets bumped off the puck by Shefeli as he gets roped down to the ice by McNeish. But Dish gets knocked down to the ice as there's going to be a delayed penalty coming. Wisconsin Rapids, Shaw getting to the bench, and there will be a penalty coming up. It's a hold against Steele County. Now Rapids gets another opportunity on the skater advantage as Shefeli goes in the box. Shefeli, I know, had a rough night last night. He had about three, I think he had three penalties in the game. So it's, fortunately, it's been a rough weekend for the young man, but you know, you'll learn from it. As that hold penalty comes up at 4:05. So Rapids, they can really, really start slamming that door shut if they can get another power play goal.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta take all the opportunities we got.
Well, Schweitzer appears to be facing off there. That's to the glove side of Hunt. And that is controlled by Rapids. Allstrand with it. Sends across ice. Can't hold the zone, however, as Rapids still has plenty of time. 1:50 left on the skater advantage. 15:45 to go in the game. As Obstfelder sends back Anderson. Anderson cross ice pass to Allstrand. Skating around is Allstrand. Tudic at the circle, back to Anderson. Anderson tried to get Obstfelder. He almost gets it poked away. Dahlstrand's there first. Back out to Schweitzer. Obstfelder top of the point there for Anderson. Anderson with it. Back to Tudic. Tic-tac-toe in the slot. Gets bounced. Tried to get to Obstfelder. Gets intercepted by the Blades as they clear it all the way back down. 1:10 to go on the skater advantage, Wisconsin Rapids. As they try to gather the puck and move back down the ice, as a little bit of pressure is being applied by the Blades as they try to eat up some clock and keep Rapids away from maybe adding another as Anderson has a puck. Hits Tudich, far side, drop past Schweitzer. Schweitzer centering as he tries to hit Denti, who comes screaming in, cannot. Beauchamp tries to hold the zone, but he cannot, so Rapids has to regroup. That gives the Blades a chance to send the puck down, but Raffert, he has it, crossing the over into the zone. Takes it, goes squirting behind the goal. Drop pass to Cooper. Cooper out to Raffert at the near point, cross away to Beauchamp. Beauchamp down low to Atkins, he can't hold it cleanly as Raffert has to come in, hold the zone. Beauchamp can't get there, and it's cleared yet again by the Blades. 20 seconds to go on the skater advantage. 14-10 to go in the game. Rapids leading 5-0, so Rapids has one opportunity here as Denti is just screaming down the ice. He's being flanked. He's skating through the defense. Can't get a shot off as Rapids still has the puck. Denti down low. Shot. No avail as Hunt is there, and he covers it as the power play expires. So the Blades, they hold strong, but they still trail 5-0 to the River Kings. 13:52 to go in the contest. A little frustrating, I would say.
Yeah. That's the way to put it.
Yeah, that's the polite way. We got to do that. We still got to abide by the FCC, so we'll put it politely. It's frustrating, as the River Kings would say, and as the River King did say. Well, face off to the glove side of Hunt. That is controlled by Rapids. Puck pops up high. It's loose coming to this side. Atkins gets there first. Pass over to Bulduk. Bulduk gets a pass to Ilian. Drop pass again to Bulduk. Shot from the point. That's big blocker save. Kept in by Chevy Alexander. Centering pass by Ilian. No one home. Blades hold it. Puck sent back down deep, but Steele County's there. They can't clear the zone as Atkins fires off a shot from the high slot. Puck loose and bouncing around. A lot of physical play down there by Atkins and Ilian. Puck's tied up in the corner. Two River Kings, two Blades players are there. As puck finally gets loose. Centering attempt by, I believe that was Diamond. And Ilian was right there at the top of the crease. And he one times at home. And there is your 6-0 lead for the River Kings.
Great play there by Diamond. Getting the defenseman on him and opening Ilian on the in the slot.
That I think that'll probably just about do it. No disrespect to the Blades, but 6-0 lead. That's quite a bit to make up and 13:03 to go. So unfortunately, it's going to be one of those nights there. But 6:55 time of the goal as Rapids they increase that lead. Kill Ilian got the goal as Rapids wins that faceoff. As Diamond gets the assist. And Atkins. So Rapids gets the goal that way. We've got the time of the goal. We're going to just double check that. But either way, there's a stoppage of play as I believe the puck came. The net came off, so they got that readjusted as we will have a stoppage here at 12:30, and there will be a faceoff coming to the blocker side of Hunt. Faceoff coming, and that is controlled by Steele County. As Rapids, they got the puck actually back. Bulduk goes towards the slot, tries to backhand it home. He cannot. Physical play at the far corner. McNish is in there really banging things around. Reisland, in there, he sends a puck down deep as the River Kings really holding the zone. Puck does come up, however, as Bulduk gathers it near side to Reisland. Pass across the ice. Reisland has it. Gets pushed out of the zone, so Rapids has to reset. Lutfulin up to Allstrand. Allstrand comes up near side. He gets knocked down to his knees. He gets back up. Puck is, though, however, picked up by the Blades. Browser with it, along with Vail. They get it down to the Rapids end, but Rapids comes away with it. Priceland up to Lutfulin, McNish, and Allstrand giving chase. Big hit up along the boards. Fischel has to cover up. As shot in on goal, and that's a big glove save by Shaw. And we get another stoppage, 11:29 to go in the contest. Rapids holding that 6-0 advantage. .657 was the official time of that goal. As we have a faceoff coming in the Rapids zone. Blocker side of Shaw. And out goes Obstfelder. In comes Anderson. There's a big drop of the puck, and that is controlled by Rapids. Garcia gets there first. Puck sent up. That's Allstrand. Anderson, and there is offsides. Anderson got into the zone a little too early.